Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. It is October 28th, 2021, and the world is still spinning slightly. But before we get started, can I say, or can you say this with me? Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
I hear you.
What's going on, everybody? Shannon, she's in studio. I'm actually on the road to the southern border to report, do some reporting on the southern border for you. So if you would, please do me a favor. Get out your mobile device and send me a text so that way you can get notifications when different things come up and information you need to know from the American Truth Project. All you do, it's really simple. You text Will, W-I-L-L, to the number of 88202. And while I'm riding here, we will be taking your phone calls. Shannon, if you would, please give that number out where people, if they want to call us and talk about the southern border, we're going to talk about Joe Biden and the whole hurricane. You have to get a hurricane before, you have to get the vaccine before the hurricane comes. If you don't get the vaccine before the hurricane comes, you won't. All right. So, Shannon, what's the number if they want to give us a call?
Okay, so the number is 516-595-8069, and you press 1 to come on the line and talk to Will. Yeah, Will, I hear you traveling. We can hear you traveling. So what are you planning on doing on the border this weekend?
Well, I plan on going down here and reporting on the number of people that's still coming across the border. There's actually some events that's going on the southern border to try to bring more awareness what's happening on our southern border. We're being invaded, and the Biden administration still refuses to acknowledge the crisis on the southern border. They said, Jen Psaki said that Biden has visited the border in 2008 when he drove by it, so he is fully aware of the situation at the southern border. Well, I've been down to the southern border more than old Biden has, and Biden refused to acknowledge. As of now, I've been to the border more than Kamala Harris, and she's supposed to be the czar of the southern border.
You know what? That is such a good point. And that is such a good point. It's so true. There have been more Americans that have been concerned about our border, the safety of our border. You know, it was once said that a country with no border, without borders, really isn't a country. We have borders. We're supposed to protect our borders because, listen, let me tell you something. It doesn't do anything good for these poor people to be traveling in the dangerous conditions that they're traveling in, right? And when you've heard them talk, we've heard them repeatedly say that Biden said they could come, right? So Biden and Kamala Harris have failed in their message of don't come to America. But because they're telling us, they're saying, hey, listen, in fact, they've even put in new, they reinstated Trump's stay in Mexico order. At one point, they were saying that they were going to continue building the wall now because even Obama said that we cannot sustain the amount of people coming into our country right now. It's just unsustainable.
Exactly. That's 100% true. And the Biden administration put out the original memo what they want people to do because they knew what was going to happen. Think about this. It's just like the lying liberal media news. They put out fake information. They put out false information. And that's when that information first goes out, everyone hears it, and that's the only information that people get for a while. And then they'll come back and they'll retract it or they'll change it. But at that point, it's too late. That's exactly what the Biden administration has done in this situation. They told everyone, come, 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 and now they go on a small microphone and say, don't come. you know, just to make it look like they're, you know, trying to stand up and protect the American citizens, which in fact, that's not what they're doing. They could care less about the American people. They have demonstrated that over and over again.
Man. So, Will, what do you, you know, even today, you know, the Biden administration came out and, you know, he's actually on his way to Europe, but say, hey, listen, this infrastructure bill is going to get done today. But then, of course, you have the liberals on the Democrat side coming out going, no, it's not getting done today until you meet our demands, right?
The progressives, these progressive communists that are in the U.S. Congress, they don't care about what is right. All they want is their agenda. They want to make a fast track for people that came to the country illegally and make them citizens, and they want them all to vote for these socialist communist Democrats. It's so ridiculous. And Biden going to Europe. I didn't even know he was going to Europe. What is his reason for going to Europe? Is he going to sip tea with somebody?
You know, whatever it is, we'll make sure that he gets the bullet points before he gives us a press conference, right? He'll go behind closed doors, but we won't have a press conference until he gets his talking points, which is absolutely ridiculous. This guy is not a leader. And you know what? I'm actually quite embarrassed that he's traveling anywhere and he's going to talk to anybody because he just makes us look bad.
Absolutely. And he's making it worse. And he's going to go over there and you just said, he's going to have teleprompter here, have his cue notes, and he'll go, oh, I was told I needed to call on so-and-so. Instead of just taking questions from the press.
Right. Well, let's talk about yesterday, Ted Cruz. Let's talk about Ted Cruz. Yesterday, Ted Cruz, actually, there was a hearing for the AG Garland, right? And it was basically a hearing on their response to the National School Board members' letter, which asked for parents that are, you know, they said threatening school board members to be labeled as domestic terrorists. And the crazy thing is, and you know, I don't recall them releasing the letter, but I have the letter in front of him. And supposedly, it listed, the National School Board member listed like 20 different instances, right?
Right.
To support their idea of calling parents domestic terrorists. Well, Ted Cruz said, did you read this? And he's like, Garland is like going around it. He's like, did you read this? Before you said that you were going to call for an investigation into parents being called domestic terrorists, did you even read this letter? Did you even do any independent investigations of your own? And he's sitting here going, and Ted Cruz is like, listen, you said when you were going to take this position that you were going to go by the law and not by political agenda. And you have just proven with a National School Board member that you are pushing a political agenda. You are not following the law, because just by reading 15 of those 20 things, you can see that there's actually no physical threat or anything against the school board members. And he's like, so basically you're going after parents for unfounded reasons.
Exactly. And you know, Ted Cruz asked him about, was he going to do the same tactics that the Biden administration did? I'm sorry, the Obama administration. It's the same administration. I get them all mixed up. They all look alike, right? But Obama administration did the same thing where they were going after American citizens. They used the IRS. They weaponized the IRS to get the American citizens. And now they're weaponizing the National School Board against parents. And they're using the DOJ and the FBI for them to even entertain that thought. by labeling parents domestic terrorists, that should have been the final line in the sand. Every single parent in this nation, regardless of what side of the spectrum you sit on, you should have been upset. They're trying to indoctrinate our children. They're trying to change our children's thoughts. They're trying to change our children from what they actually are. And they're trying to label like all white kids as racist. And they're trying to make that all black kids have handicaps. And they can't achieve anything unless you make the white kid racist. See, this is completely crazy. And for them to not acknowledge what they are doing, and I'm talking about the DOJ and the FBI even going along with this, entertaining it to get to this point in the first place, is a major problem, 100%. And you know what? You're right. Ted Cruz, he mentioned about the 20 episodes that, you know, that they reported. And he didn't even take the time to read them or even count them. Ted Cruz counted them during the hearing. Ted Cruz knew more about it than he did, and he's the one pushing it. On top of that, Cruz called him out and asked him would he change his stance on it, and basically he didn't want to change his stance on it at all.
Yeah, it's sad because literally opening up it, you know, in order to open up an investigation, you have to have a purpose or reason to open up an investigation, correct?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They entertain it to get to this point.
Right. So Ted Cruz is like, did you do any investigations to even see if any of these stories were true? He's like, oh, I did like a simple Google search to investigate some of these things, only to find that most of these weren't even valid harassment type situations. Not enough to label a parent a domestic terrorist, which is really the scary part. There was
exactly.
actual situations cited where no one was actually physically or verbally threatened, and they wanted to call those parents domestic terrorists. You know, this is crazy, and I'm so glad that they brought up the Loudoun School Board, the fiasco that happened in that city. You know, that's where the young girl was raped in a school bathroom by a boy
he's still actually a boy when they call themselves trans.
Well, I don't think,
all it is a male that put on a dress going around acting like a woman just so they can go into the girls' restroom, and then he end up raping the little girl, and the school board knew about it, and they tried to cover it up. And another thing, Ted Cruz was a clerk working for a judge. That clerk had to do all of the research, all of the information, get everything for the judge before he can even go to the judge with any kind of information. The AG in this situation has also been a clerk, and he knew very well not having this information. They're just going off the whim, trying to do whatever they can. And Ted Cruz called them out. But for them to sit there and have this male putting on a dress, going into the female's restroom multiple times, not just one time, mind you, and rape this little girl, and then the school board tries to hide it? Really? Of course, you should expect some violence after that.
Well, the father wasn't being violent, but he did want to address the board when they were having a conversation or whether or not the bathrooms should be open to whichever one you want to go to. When they were discussing that at the school board, they actually shut him out and told him he could not come in and discuss it. He was a father that had firsthand experience he had an argument against it, and they didn't want to hear it because it went against their political agenda. Let me tell you something. The Sheriff's Department, the Loudoun County Public, the Sheriff's Department came out, right? And he actually listed some problems that he had with how the school board system was handling the situation, right? Let me list some of the things that he put in this letter. This letter was to the Loudoun County Public School, right? So, you know, they showed, when they talked about the domestic terrorism, they actually showed that father being arrested by the police. So it basically looked like the police were coming in and manhandling this guy, and nobody knew the underlying story of his daughter being raped or anything. It just made him look like he was being aggressive towards the school board. And so you have all these liberals going, yes, arrest him, right? No basis of why that was happening. But listen to what the sheriff, when he was asked about everything that happened with the school board, this is what he said. He said, the school board unilaterally decided to limit public comment. The school board unilaterally decided to hire a security firm with metal detector. The school board unilaterally devised a security plan. The school board made all three of these decisions without consulting the sheriff's department, right? He said 6 of the 9 school board members brought this to bear, means they brought this situation upon themselves by creating anti-racist groups on social media. So you now have school board members, before this letter, you know, going to President Biden even happened, calling parents racist people because they wanted to come and talk and say that they didn't want certain bathrooms or they didn't want critical race theory taught in their school. Isn't that crazy?
It is 100% crazy. And that's the main reason why one of the reasons why the father showed up, because he wanted to speak out against them having, you know, these trainees, these trans males or trans whatever it is, confused people going into the restroom with other little girls. They shouldn't be in there in the first place, especially after they know that this is happening. And for this, I'm still, you know, the more I think about this, the more they created this situation, like you said, and they knew that any rational thinking parent that found out that the school board was hiding the fact that his daughter was raped, of course.
Right.
They know that he's going to come in here and be upset and possibly be violent. Of course.
Right.
Because any rational thinking parent would be. Seriously.
Right.
It's really a no-brainer.
Right. He goes on to say, the sheriff goes on to say, that the Lavin school board members made a literally deprived the citizens of that school district of having any say in what was happening to the schools. He said they limited their speech. He said we would not have limited their speech. Parents have every right to go in there and address their grievances to the school board. He literally says the school board brought the situation on themselves. And see, here's the problem. They want to call parents domestic terrorists, but they bear no responsibility of their own. And he's saying right here that the school board actually bears responsibility for what happened. They brought this on themselves. You know what, Will? You know, it's like this. They create a situation, they put us in the corner, and then they get upset because we get upset. Right?
Exactly.
They take away our rights.
Yeah.
And then they say, you have no say. You're a terrorist if you go against the mandate that we put on your body.
Exactly. You're not supposed to complain about it. You're not supposed to question it. You're supposed to just accept it. And when you don't accept it, you become the problem. When you don't accept this tyranny, this demonic stuff that we're pushing onto you, you are the domestic terrorist. The line has been drawn,
right,
people.
Right. Well, we actually have a caller. We have Roger from New Hampshire.
Hey, Roger. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, Will. How you doing, sir?
Great, great.
Great. Well, what's happening, you know, a lot of the CARE bills went out, and they gave money, lots of money to the board, you know, the student board place that you know, they don't want to hear anything, you know, that. And what happened is I was listening to a video on Facebook, and a woman was in there, and she explained it. Hey, I did some investigation. Our state received this for $50 million. And you people are sitting in front of me. Each of you received, as school board members, $5.6 million. Can you tell me where that money went? As I walked in here, she said, well, the steps outside weren't even swept. So who pocketed what? And how much more, if you haven't received it, all that money yet, when are your payments going to be showing up? So I would say follow the money. A lot of these people are acting and behaving because they've been paid off.
I completely agree. Roger, I know exactly what video you're talking about because I've seen that video. And they're just all dumbfounded that someone would actually come and bring that fact up. So how much money is getting passed around to all of these other school boards throughout the nation? I think Shannon was going to say something.
Yeah, actually, Roger, you got it right on point. And I've heard this brought up many, many times. You know, CARE is very quiet. Right, they're very quiet in their movements, and it's not actually reported what they do. For people that don't know, CARE is the Council of American Islamic Relations. They actually go to city council meetings, they go to school board meetings, they donate a lot to both of these organizations because they know the place where they want to destroy America is in the communities first, and then they work their
way up.
They destroy the police department. They destroy
But they got paid off by our government.
Judges.
Our government paid them off. They gave them millions. They assisted in paying these school board members millions of dollars to basically put the critical race theory in, push it down our throats, force the mask, force the vax, do everything to destroy people's families and to take out a middle America, take out the middle class, lower class, and destroy us to a point of being unrecognizable. And let me finish
with this. Go ahead.
Yes, Will. In America, we have in America a Satan political death cult, and that's one of the reasons transhumanism, transgender, pedophilia, and they're satanic. So, like the Clintons, Bidens, Bushes, I could go on. Roberts from Chief Justice Roberts, who was on Pedophilia Island. If we could get who was on Pedophilia Island, you're going to recognize 68 of or over 80 names of the mainstream media broadcasters, from David Muir to Anderson Cooper, who all been on Pedophilia Island, the Latoya Express. These are Satan worshipers. Some of them cook babies. You know, these people are satanic.
You know what? I've heard a lot of that as well with all this stuff coming out, and they are 100% demonic. They're all evil. Let me ask you, Roger. Let's say we all see this. You see what's happening in our nation. You see what's happening on the world. You see and understand why they're doing it. Let me ask you this. If we, the American people, don't wake up and stand up to this and fight against this, what do you think America is going to look like this time next year?
Well, if the truth doesn't come out, we can't fix the 2020 election, which was fraudulent and treasonous. It was stolen by China. If we can't fix that, our other elections, we can go out and vote like crazy. But if the same voting machines and software are used in any future election, nothing is going to change because they'll keep stealing it and getting away. We have a problem with America. There is no accountability and there is no justice until we can start putting the real criminals away and stop going after fathers whose daughters have been raped, who just want to say, hey, something stinks here. This guy goes into a bathroom wearing a dress. He happens to sodomize or rape my daughter, and she's 14 years old. Can you blame me for wanting to say something? And he's now the one who's getting beat up, and they look at the kid who raped her, did nothing to him, put him into another school, and he raped somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's powerful, actually, what you just said. It's very, very true. I do see small good things happening. I mean, we do see that Republicans are waking up. More people are running for office, especially in the communities. We have seen conservatives winning seats that have been long time held by Democrats. So I think people are waking up. I do love that parents are now going to school boards. I love now that people are going to see the council meetings and standing up against these people. They are steps in the right directions, but you're right. We have to protect our vote. The Democrats know this. That's why they're pushing their agenda. They know that if they can keep control of the votes, that they will continue to stay in power. We need to be just as aggressive in protecting votes and making sure that the right people get in office.
But the whole point is everybody should be able to vote, right? Everybody should be able to vote. The problem in this case is that you have one side that doesn't want the other side to actually vote. They don't. But they say that they're for voter rights. And I'm talking about the Democrats because they're highly upset because of states like Texas that put in the integrity of voting law, that the Democrats are highly upset about it. When all that means is that people like me, people like Shannon, everyone in the state of Texas, their vote counts. And if for some reason, the Democrats don't like that. And it's because they want to fast-track all of these illegals to vote when they're coming into the nation.
Of course they do. Of course they do. And it'll become their new voter base to try to give them more votes because they'll thank Joe Biden and the Democrats for all the freebie and the new lifestyle they didn't get in their country. Until we stop the insanity, until we get Biden out of there, until we get the cesspool who didn't really win this election and clean this fraud up, nothing is going to much change. We could keep pointing out the surrender in Afghanistan where Biden left thousands of Americans and friendlies behind to be slaughtered.
Yeah.
We had plane loads of friendlies on airplanes. Instead of clearing them to be, you know, take off, he made them stay on the ground, and then he gave manifests of who these people were so they could easily hunt them down and kill them. The guy's a Satan worshiper. He wants Americans dead. He loves terror.
Yeah,
he loves illegals.
Yes, great point, Roger. Thank you for the awesome call.
You betcha. Have a blessed one, and God be with us.
You too.
Thank you.
Care.
Amen. Well, let's you know, we're talking about children, and we know that the Democrats are targeting our children. Tell me about I want you to tell the listeners about the commercial that you saw yesterday, and you showed it to me. I couldn't believe it. From Twix, it's a Halloween commercial. Tell us about that.
That's so demonic. And, you know, talking about them targeting children, they're using, of course, candy, right? They're using candy to target children, to target children in such a demonic, sinister way. So what happens for everyone that haven't seen this commercial, and I'll be highly surprised if people haven't seen it, but, you know, people do have lives. They don't sit there and look for stuff like this crazy stuff. It just popped out for me for some reason. But anyways, this demonic woman shows up to this house, and there's a little boy playing inside. She says that she's the nanny. The little boy stands up and says, I don't need a nanny. And he's playing with some dolls and some trucks in the living room. Well, the demonic woman asks him, saying, why are you dressed that way? The little boy asks her, why is she dressed that way? And he goes, not Halloween. And she goes, because I like it. You can clearly see that she's dressed up like a demonic witch. So the little boy has on a dress. And she's talking to the little boy about the dress, but she's, like, really encouraging him to keep the dress on and even try to change his sexuality. Be happy with the dress on. Like, that's going to change who he is. It's not going to. But anyways, they're sitting there, and they're at the table, and they're coloring in color books, and they're talking about different colors. It's just so sinister how they're trying to make it look like they are the good people in the world. They are the ones who's bringing the truth. They leave from the house, and they go down to the park. And then, again, the demonic witch
was
a little boy.
Let me just say.
He want to change clothes.
The little boy is wearing... Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the little boy has on a dress. He has on the dress. And she asked him before they go down to the park, does he want to change? And she's already kind of convinced him to stay in the dress. You can clearly see that in this commercial. She convinced him to stay in this dress. So they go down to the park. He's playing with his soccer. and other kids are asking him, why is he dressed like that? The first kid that asked him is a white male. He has on a cape playing around like he's Superman in park. And there's another black female that walk up and ask him, why is he wearing a dress? Well, the demonic witch got so upset with the other kids asking him about the dress, she started doing her magical powers and stuff, and she made one of the kids just shoot off the screen, knowing good way he got hurt, got harmed, fell down. That's the only thing you can see left of the other little kid. The other little kid with the dress on grabbed the demonic witch's hand, and they walked off like they were there, and she was there to save the day. It's so demonic. And you know what, Shannon? Most people, when they see it, they just say, oh, it's just fun and games. They see no issue with indoctrinating the children. They see no issues with it. It's like they're perfectly fine
right.
with it.
It's right.
crazy.
It really frustrated me because the first thing I thought of is they're actually using children to exploit a political agenda, right?
Yes.
Because that's all this is. This is a political agenda, right? Then, as you say, they bring in this woman wearing all black. She looks totally like she could, like she's a witch, like she's evil, and she's watching this child. The parents are nowhere to be found in this commercial. When she takes them to the park, the witch makes the other kids sound bad, and like she hurts them. You see the cape falling, like
yes.
you said, and it looks like she
exactly.
hurts them because they did not agree with this child, the way, because this child wanted to wear a dress. You know what? Kids are like that, number one. We ask each other all the time, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Right? They want our children to even be afraid to question. Even our children, right? Our children are being punished, put in corners because they don't have masks. They're being segregated because, you know, or their parents are being harassed because their children, their parents think or feel a certain way. It's absolutely crazy. The Biden administration, this Democrat administration, is tearing America apart. It's ruining our children. It's affecting our schools. It's affecting our workplace. It's affecting our shopping experience. It's affecting our interaction with our healthcare providers. I mean, our family, it's affecting our relationship with our families. It is absolutely disgusting. They are ruining America, and I wish everybody would wake up.
You know, it's funny that everything you just said is 100% true, but the left, they go, no, President Trump did all of that. President Trump divided the nation, which is totally false. I mean, these people, they go along with the lie. And everybody is seeing this, and more people are recognizing it. You can tell people the truth. You can show people the truth. But for some reason, people would rather go along with the lie than the truth. You got to ask yourself, why is that? It's because, personally, we are spiritual beings. And I see all of us as spiritual beings. When I see other people, I see spiritual beings. And people are being possessed by the demonic spirits because there's only one explanation that would give an adult the mindset that doing this demonic stuff to children is okay, trying to say that they're being open and trying to say they're exploring who they are. And by them changing who they are, they're finding out who they are. This is nothing. This is going to do nothing but confuse children even more. And that's the objective. And then on top of that, they labeled this guy named Richard that's acting like a woman. He's a trans in the Biden administration, the first trans, and he's over health, mental health, mind you, which is kind of mind-boggling
right.
to me, and that they put someone that's completely confused himself and put him over mental health issues over children, and they're targeting children there. Did you know on social media platforms, the socialist media platforms, that they are banning people, removing people's accounts if you call this man instead of calling him a woman because he's dressing up like one? Did you know that?
I mean, I believe it. you know. Right, right. It's they are not about free speech. They are not about, you know, people having different thoughts or ideas. Like one person said, the only people that have protected free speech are the liberals.
Yeah.
The rest of us,
you know what,
we don't have free speech.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody else, if you go against what they're saying, you're being hateful. You're threatening. You're wanting to cause violence. Everything. If you go against them, but they can be violent. They can be threatening. They can be vulgar. They can do whatever it is and say whatever it is that they want, and nothing happens to them. It's just like the vaccine. They go out there and they'll push this vaccine, tell everyone to get it, and they'll say that you're a problem to society, that you should be put in camps even. They're even saying this, that people that's not wanting to get this vaccine should be removed from society and put in camps until they decide to change or get the vaccine.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because DeSantis in Florida actually reported that they have some of the lowest COVID-19 numbers right now in the USA, and they don't have any of these crazy mandates and restrictions like California and other places do. And, you know, it just goes to show that, you know what, it's funny. I also read another report, and of course these are all reports, where it was saying that people that are vaccinated are actually more likely to get COVID-19 than the people that have already had it or haven't had the vaccine. And they're more likely to pass it on. Because let me tell you something, what happens if you would have never come in contact with COVID-19 or with somebody with COVID-19, and now you've actually been exposed to it and given the actual illness, now you're ready to get everybody else sick. So them pushing this only pushes more people to get sick and actually causes more super spreaders. There was healthcare workers that are coming out saying, listen, we'd rather lose our jobs than take the COVID-19 vaccine. And on the actually in Epic Times, there's this nurse that came out and she said, listen, we don't know the efficacy of this vaccine. We don't even know what's in it. It has not been proven to be safe. We're in the first year of it. We have but the sad thing is there are prescriptions that have been proven to help with COVID-19. Mm. They do have long-term studies and have been proven to be safe, and they're not allowing those. What is wrong?
Yeah.
What is
you
wrong
know what?
With it?
It's
and
because,
so they're standing
because,
up and saying, we're not doing it.
Yeah, it's because of money. It's because of the big money, the big pharma. They're wanting all this money, and they don't want people to actually get something that actually works, that's effective. Because if you take something that actually works and that's effective, that means they lose out on a lot of money. Think about it. That's what all this comes down to. They'd rather have people die so they can make the money than people get this, take a pill and actually be cured of something or have the immune system that will fight against it. They don't make money when that's the case. It's so sickening. And even on top of that, on the socialist tech companies, the social media tech companies, they don't want people to even have the discussion about something other than the vaccine saving you, something other than the vaccine that possibly might work for you. Just even having discussion for it would get them to come after you. People have lost their accounts for simply just talking about it. I lost my YouTube channel that had about 114,000 subscribers, not because I was saying that XYZ would help you. All I was saying is that in the future, this was over 6 months ago, in the future, they're going to force you to get this vaccine. I was making a prediction. If they're gonna force you before you get on an airplane, before you hold a job, before you can go to a movie theater, go to a restaurant, they're going to force you to get this vaccine. I said this 6 months ago. They said I was putting out misleading information. I was just having a discussion. I didn't want to be right. Today, that very thing is happening today in our country, not just in our country, but across the world, and YouTube still won't acknowledge that what I was saying then was truthful. So they don't care if you speak the truth. You have to say what they want you to say because they are the arbiters of free speech. They get to say what free speech is, not us.
Yeah,
isn't
that
crazy? Not the U.S. Constitution, rather. Not the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution got it wrong when it comes to free speech, according to the left.
Right? Right. It's so crazy. You know, even talking about, you know, I was talking about how the agenda of the left is even ripping apart, you know, people in the workplace. The healthcare providers, the police departments, the city workers, they're even saying now that military people are going to be lost because they're standing up against this mandate that's unconstitutional. And imagine the effects of that, right? Because then you have stress in the family. We have now have added stress onto our children because maybe they won't have a Christmas. Maybe they won't be able to do things that the family used to be able to do. Maybe they're going to have to sacrifice meals or something like that. I mean, their agenda has such a terrible and bad rolling effect on American citizens. It's absolutely sickening. It's absolutely sickening. It seems like Will's breaking up a little bit right now. Will, can you hear us? Oh, I hear you a little bit. Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, right now, it's funny because today I was kind of looking over, I'm trying to look up and see what is actually going to be in this infrastructure bill right now. And supposedly they released it today, so I'm sure more information will be coming out about what's in this infrastructure bill. But I was on Twitter, and one of our congresswomen said that in this bill, listen to this, this is just crazy to me, people. They want to spend $15 million to address the emissions of wood heaters. Wood heaters. Like America.
Like a fireplace.
Yeah, like a fireplace. Like we don't have better things to spend our money on. I mean, we have one of the biggest, probably the biggest homeless populations that America has ever had. I bet there's nothing in this bill to address the homelessness in America. And the homelessness is just going to get worse because people are losing jobs. And then we have inflation that's hitting people. And that's just, and the thing is they don't even have the foresight for that. Right? Just like they didn't have the foresight of everything, all these barges off in the ports waiting to be unloaded. The only reason they did any kind of action is from the pressure of the American people. This administration, it's so frustrating because they have no foresight. They don't care about any of the ramifications of any of their agendas or their ideas. They do not address real problems in America. They don't address the growing unemployment, which we won't see unemployment hit those numbers because they say you can't even file unemployment if you lose your job. They don't address the border. They don't address the issues of China. They basically only reacted to Afghanistan after they made it a total fiasco. They're reacting to the problem that they created because they shut down the pipelines and now gas is shooting up. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. All these problems happen and they're constantly reacting because they have no foresight, no good planning. They have nothing to prove that what they want to do has any lasting positive effect on the American people.
You know what? I hear you. And on the outside looking in, it would look like they don't have any foresight. But I say that they do. Because this is exactly what they want to take place. They want the economy to crash. They want people out of jobs. Because people are out of jobs, they're dependent on the government. That's part of the reason why all of the containers still on the port, and the media's like, start, if there's a way to stop talking about it as much, we still see the grocery stores empty. It's happening across the nation. And once you get people dependent on the government, they can control you more. See, they have their whole plan is to get people so dependent on the government that they'll just take the vaccine without question so they can get what they want.
But do you think that that will really happen? Because we've already seen that many people are not taking the vaccine, even though they know it's going to cripple their income here in America.
Well, you make it where people don't have food, and people will do things
like
they never thought that
people.
They would do.
I mean, people are making that decision.
But once food is not available, people will do things they thought they never would do for food.
Well, that's true.
After 11 days, they say cannibalism sets in.
So what do you think America would do? If there's no food accessible to us, what would the government do?
Well, they'll probably say, if you want to get government assistance, aren't they doing that right now with people, the EBT cards that have government housing, getting government assistance? Aren't they telling them that you have to get vaccinated in order to continue to get your services or your welfare, the EBT cards, until
I haven't.
So if you
I
don't
haven't
get
heard
it,
that.
I've heard reports
I haven't heard
about
that.
It. You know, well, it's coming. If you haven't heard it, you're hearing it now, and it's coming. It is coming because they need people. They want people to take this poison. I call it the poison. They have to do this in order to get people to do it. And not enough people are jumping on board. They keep saying 200 million people have taken it. Well, if that's the case, then why does the other 100 million need to take it? Right?
I just read a whole bunch of articles right now. I brought it up to see if people need to have vaccines in order to get EBT cards or rent assistance, and it said, no, that is not. If they are not vaccinated, they are not at risk for losing their benefits, at least at right now. So that might be one of those.
It's coming.
That might.
It's coming.
Right.
It's coming.
We would be naive
to think that if they're going to push it onto these airlines for pilots, you know, because you have a lot of pilots walking off the job, contractors, government officials, everyone except for Congress, you know, Congress, they exempt themselves from all of this. But everybody else that's working for the government, they have to get it.
They sure do.
So you know what's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah. This is where I think the fight between the state and the federal government are really going to happen. You know, just like with DeSantis and Florida and Abbott of Texas, you know, they're coming in and saying that, you know, businesses can be fined if they impose a vaccine mandate on their employees. And, of course, then the federal government, rightfully so, if the laws conflict, the federal and state laws, federal laws do take precedent, well, that's when it goes to the Supreme Court. And that is why they want the Supreme Court, because they know that if some of these battles go to the Supreme Court, they're going to side naturally, rightfully, with the states, because mandating such things is against the Constitution.
Mandates are not law. They're just mandates. They're mandates. It's not the law of the land.
Well, he can't.
Mandates
are
not law.
In fact, well, I think he is signing it into law, though. I mean, he's calling it a mandate,
but my point is a mandate.
Well,
a mandate is not a law.
Well,
now he can do executive orders to push stuff on the people. That's different. But people just saying, because right now they're saying it's a mandate. Jane Psaki, it's a mandate, and they force a mandate onto people, which goes against the Constitution.
They're
talking about putting something in somebody's body.
They go through OSHA. right, which OSHA, it comes into every single one of these businesses of 100 employees or more and says whether or not they are following safety protocol. If the government has put in a safety protocol for Americans is to be vaccinated, then those businesses can be fined according to the federal government. And so that's where a lot of people right now are getting frustrated and are saying, well, you know, like you said, it may not be law, but now it is one of the requirements for safety. And that's how people are getting fired, too, by the way. They're saying that employees are not following safety protocols. And if you get terminated for not following a safety protocol, you do not get unemployment benefits.
Exactly, exactly.
So,
Biden, let me just say this. Also, Biden here recently said that when the hurricane comes, in order for you to be protected against the hurricane, you have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
Did you hear? I mean, don't even sound right, does it? In order for you to be protected from the hurricane, you have to be vaccinated. He literally said that.
Let me tell you this. We're short on time, so I have to tell you this. So, Will, earlier on the broadcast, we were talking about Ted Cruz, right? We were talking about Ted Cruz and when he was addressing AG, and he said, listen to this, people. This is what irks me about the left. In that conversation with the AG, Biden literally said, do you know that one of the instances of a parent being called a domestic terrorist was they held up the Nazi sign? The Nazi sign.
Oh, they said, one of them saluted the board members like the Nazi salute towards the board members because they're the ones being the Nazis.
Yes. So they literally were saying that the school board was doing Nazi communist type tactics on the American people, right?
Exactly.
Listen to what Ilhan Omar texted about this or tweeted about this. She said, Ted Cruz just casually defending Nazis in a congressional hearing. Can you believe the ignorance? I mean, I'm serious.
I can. Yeah, I can believe it. I can believe it. We're talking about AOC.
We're talking about Ilhan Omar.
Oh, Ilhan Omar, they all look alike.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how do you think that he was defending not? He was literally saying, listen, these people are saying that people putting mandates and such on and indoctrinating our children are Nazi tactics, and you're saying that he's defending the right of the parents to stand up against it, and they're calling him is supporting Nazi. I mean, it's so crazy. It's so twisted. It's so turned around.
It is. To give more context about it, Ted Cruz brought it up in the hearing and asked the AG, is it free speech or not to do the Nazi salute at a school board meeting? The AG considered free speech 100%. And the reason why the parent did it, he was doing it towards the school board members that's pushing this Nazism onto our children and to the community. That's the reason why the parent did it. But Ilhan Omar and the rest of these nut jobs take it and they twist it, saying that Ted Cruz is supporting Nazism, saying that parents should be labeled as domestic terrorists.
Right. The sad thing is that ignorant people, which there's a lot of ignorant people on Twitter. We've seen MoveOn.com and, all that stuff. They get on there and they go, oh, of course he defended Nazis. He's a right-wing. And they don't even know the context. They don't even understand. So she actually deceives the American people with what she's saying. That's what I'm so frustrated about. I'm frustrated with these Democrats every single day deceiving the American people and the American people being dumb enough to be deceived.
Well, that's like I always say. You can tell people the truth, you can show them the truth, and they'll still believe the lie. because the lie is what they want to believe. They like the way the lie feels.
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you this today, Will, too. It's so funny. This is how liberalism ruins America, too. So when I lived in California, I would go to Wells Fargo every single day, and it would just be jam-packed. The bank would be crazy. The lines would be long. You know, it's crazy, crazy. So today I was in the bank in Wells Fargo here in Texas, and I'm like, you know, in California, Wells Fargo is, like, totally different. I'm like, oh, it's so busy inside, and da-da-da, and he said, you know why that is, right? And I'm like, no.
Oh, you're talking, this
and
is someone
said,
that works in, this is someone that works inside the bank you're talking to.
Right. And he works at, he was one of the, you know, bank guys, and he said, you know why that is? And I said, why? He said, because here in Texas, we have drive-thrus. He's like, you see the drive-through lanes at the bank. And I'm like, yeah. He said, in California, you're not allowed to have them because of emissions.
Seriously?
So they literally have everybody standing in line. Now everybody drove there. And everybody's
going to Now you think about it. I remember going to the bank, and there were no drive-thrus.
Right. But how did that help emissions at all? Because everybody drove there. And
everyone drove there. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess standing idle, you put off some more emissions. But the parking lot sometimes was so packed, you had to sit there and wait for some people to come out so you could park.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy. But that just goes to show again that the left, they don't take recognition in the actions that they do and all this the havoc that they cause.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know, Will. We need to wrap it up. We're pretty much done here. But we thank everybody for tuning in. We will be back next Thursday at 4 p.m. God bless everybody, and stay safe this weekend.
Absolutely. 4 p.m. Central. And I am, once more time before we get off here, I am headed to the southern border of Texas right now to report on the chaos, the crisis that the Biden and the Democrats have created in the United States of America. This is, as of right now, we are still considered a sovereign nation, but according to the Democrats, if they get their way, they are going to remove our borders, remove our sovereignty, and hand the keys to our nation over to the United Nations. It's happening, people. It's happening.
Absolutely. Yes, so if you can, make sure you watch Will's YouTube channel, Facebook, wherever you tune in this weekend. Will will be trying to go live where he can. Hopefully, he'll be able to get some good shots. I know some people have seen some stuff, but the fact that the Biden administration is still ignoring it, they think that it's getting better because they put back in place Trump's stay in Mexico thing. They're not staying there. People are completely disobeying. But, you know, we saw them run over.
They don't care.
They don't. They're just trying to get
here. They don't care.
They're trying
to get. And we did see them run over the National Guard. They were coming in.
That's what
I was reporting with Bloom.
Yeah.
And, they're coming in and they're running them over. And they don't care. The people said that we don't care that the Biden administration told us not to come. We're still going. We're going to get there regardless because they know the 17,000 Haitians came into the United States of America. They were not flown back to Haiti. So we are being invaded, everybody. Stay tuned. Be safe. Pray. And don't forget, you have to fight for your freedoms because no one else is going to come do it for you. My name is Will
Johnson,
Shannon in the studio. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. And again, like Shannon said, we will be here next Thursday, God willing. Take care, everybody. God bless.
God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text
Will, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.